Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's United Church of Christ. And welcome, special welcome to Heidelberg's Concert Choir. Together we worship God. Let us be in a spirit of prayer. Potter, painter, provider, O God, we come to worship and praise you. We thank you for all our blessings. We thank you for architects, artists, composers, weavers, and musicians. We praise you for poets, potters, performers who recreate and make plain the wonders of your world. Jesus, Redeemer, carpenter of a new creation, we thank you for healing, wholeness, and new life. We thank you for teachers who tell stories and paint pictures. Help us share and learn and live your lessons out loud for all to see. Holy Spirit, breath of God, inspire us, embolden us, make us gentle, make us peaceful, make us yours. We pray all this and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you.
From Psalm 92, verses 1 to 4 and 12 to 15. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp and to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands, I sing for joy. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. You are my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in you. Here ends the reading from Psalm 92. And my reflection this day is called Sing Praise. Tradition has it that King David wrote the Psalms. This one is called A Song for the Sabbath Day, the worship day. If you grew up in a family that did not sing, it might seem puzzling when those beside you sing right out loud here in church in front of God and everybody. Try to imagine back in the time of ancient Israel, when most people could not read. In their religious assemblies, the priests read from the histories, the prophets, and the ancient laws. Yet what was sown in the people's memories and deep in their hearts were the Psalms. How many of you knew the 23rd Psalm by heart, or still know it? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Our ancestors learned about God by learning songs about the Holy One. While they tended sheep or pounded wheat into flour, they sang songs that praised the Almighty, songs, psalms that detailed God's generosity, creativity, mercy, and steadfast love. They sang God's praises. They sang God's praise. This day, we sing our songs of praise together and listen as this talented choir sings even more. They sing praises of our Redeemer and our King. They sing praises because God is good and gracious. They sing to teach us the story of faithful Daniel, whom the Lord saved from hungry lions. They remind us to sing pure praise. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee. Why do those beside you sing out loud? Because at times you have no other gift than praise to show your source, your gratitude. They sing because they learned from a loving family that singing praise shapes our hearts in godly ways, and singing praise widens our embrace. We know who created all that is because we sing about the Creator. We know to love and forgive because we sing to the one who first loved and forgave us. Those around us learned from their elders that singing praise carries us through pain and sorrow and keeps our eyes on the Lord. Singing praise gives us joy. Singing praise right out loud gives us peace and hope.
Oh, the King cried, oh.
Servants of the Lord.
Daniel, 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 Daniel.
choir is teaching this morning. Did you hear it? Opening the scriptures to help us understand. Jesus Christ, the stone that the builders rejected, became the cornerstone, the foundation stone of a whole new world, redemption. God redeems. God takes our rejections, our failures, our missteps, and builds new creations. Our steadfast lover takes death and makes new life. Indeed, that dead wheat kernel blooms to feed a crowd. When we belong to God, never can our journey fail. God redeems. If we run off and hide in darkness and despair, we have a Savior who always knows where we hide. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. And when our Redeemer was cold, dead, and buried, locked away in a tomb, the one who loves us loved us still and overcame human schemes and greed. That love rolled away that stone. Malala Yousafzai took an attack that nearly killed her and spoke out for education on worldwide platforms. Redemption takes garbage and makes vegetables. Redemption takes our mistakes and builds lessons, counselors, and helping hands. Redemption takes foolishness and gives wisdom. How great is our God? How can we keep from singing? How can we keep from singing God's praise? Amen.